We are listening at the same time.
Welcome along to this Mental Football game. It's an A-League match back on this Saturday afternoon. Sydney FC against Newcastle Jets with a bit of change in both lineups, including Apostolos Stamatolopoulos for the Jets getting his first start of the season. As we look to kick off, underway now here at Nostrada Jubilee Stadium. And with me to dive down things here in this afternoon is Ryan.
Yes, very exciting game tonight. Sydney haven't been too good recently, but that win against Western United would give them confidence, lots and lots of confidence in this game. Newcastle have been good as well. They've started to get things into shape. They seem like a pretty good side this season. He's already going for the chance.
Starting in from Bamyahan, it starts brightly in the 40th minute from the midfield spot, just on the left post. In fact, was that Barbarousis,
yeah.
Who, looking for his fourth goal of the season on the midfield spot to make it for his best goal of his career. But something's caused Sydney FC physio to come on.
Not again in the first minute.
And maybe just something only minor.
Oh, it's Paolo Retre with his eye.
Yeah. Well, the conditions today is 28 degrees and it's good conditions, I guess, for both sides. They're both looking for a win today, and that would push them up the tables. Sydney FC looking to push in that top six. They dropped into seventh position after their poor form so far this season. Well, it's a pretty, when you say poor, I mean it's, you know, maybe underperforming, I'd say, Ryan.
Yeah, well, Sydney FC are the best A-League club, and they've proved it. I think they have 5 A-League championships now. And yeah, they've really proved that they're the big dogs of the competition. And yeah, they've been pretty poor to the start of this season, but hopefully they have some consistency.
Well, here's a chance here for Sydney early on, top of Stanley with a good piece of tracking back there. A experienced defender, Nikolai Topol-Stanley. Newcastle in possession. Connor O'Toole leaving it for Jagrkovic. It's on the right now to Matthew Miller. Contrumbus now at the back. Topol-Stanley. Perso. That's good pressuring from Sydney FC with Barbarousis looking for the run of Ivanovic, who's on the side. Well,
oh my word.
Of course, looked to score there one on one with the keeper. He should have really scored, Ryan.
How on? That should have been a goal. Sydney FC, they really could be 2-0 up right now with that Barbarousis and Ivanovic chance now. All he had to do was just keep it low into that bottom right corner and then it would be a goal. But he's just decided to curl it top corner, which I don't know what he was thinking. And it really could have been Sydney FC 1, Newcastle 0. Poor defence from Newcastle there, though.
Well, you can hear the fans. They thought it was ready to go in. inside 5 minutes at Jubilee. Same, it's good atmosphere. That seems to be a...
O'Donovan's confused.
Oh. You guys are looking for an early chance here. And it's in Red Behan's. Apologies, in this opening 5 minutes that we didn't have any sound happening, but we've got it back here. Yeah, apologies for that. Well, Sydney in possession. No. Fans are...
They're playing very well,
yeah,
Sydney.
This is good. Birmingham. Looking up. And, Igarkovic. Well there. Stop the German.
Do you know when Igarkovic is joining Western Sydney Wanderers? Because he was announced that he signed for them.
Yeah.
Not sure.
Well, he's with the Jets for the remainder of the season.
Yeah. Which is a bit strange. I don't know why they would announce it. And then he's still playing for Jets. There he is.
Igarkovic, who takes it on at 25 yards out. Redmayne. No struggle to get the ball in his hands. Bamyahan turns around there. Nice. From Bamyahan. Comes to Ryan Grant. And Retre will run forward with the ball, looking for Ivanovic on the left side. He'll use the assistance of Anthony Caceres. Retre goes to the left of Joel King, who puts the ball right through and goes all the way to the other side for Connor O'Toole. Nigel Bogard. Stevie Corrigan aiming to get another premiership and a grand final trophy. With the club he once played for. Grant, he's got a bit of space to find a teammate or go to his defence partner, Alex Wilkinson.
Well, we were talking about Sydney's like poor start to the season. They've been fantastic though at the start of this game, 8 minutes in. They've really started to keep control. They're not really letting Newcastle have too many chances.
Oh God, puts the ball up forward. That's nice from O'Donovan to flick the ball forward. It's Hershon Miller with a good chance here. And in the hands of Andrew Redmayne. Grant. Nice ball to Armjohan. Newcastle seem to have turned their form around, but then back into losing form again, Ryan.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening with them. They seem pretty inconsistent, but they're still a strong team, and they would be fighting for top six this season.
Well, brought in Liridon Krasinski, who's looking to get his first game for the Jets, who's come in on loan from a Malaysian club. And spark to the Jets. Also seen see Valentino Yule on the bench, maybe getting a bit of rest. Oh, that's a poor giveaway. Oh, Bogard, got a lot of experience there to slide that. Find Jack Duncan. Pass from Bogard. Oh, should have been a solid touch from the Newcastle player, and Sydney could get an early chance, but Contrumbus tracks back well. And Newcastle have the possession inside 10 minutes. Garkovic.
Oh, lovely.
The ball up forward, and Miller can't quite keep the ball in there. This is his fourth start of the season after coming back from his time in England. He's 24 years of age. Sydney FC. Goal kick. How do you think the conditions are for the players at the moment?
It seems pretty warm out there.
Pitch looks.
The pitch looks pretty nuts. Great. Yeah, the pitch is great.
That nice dark green.
Yeah.
Well, Stanley. We'll go back to Bogard and Jagarkovic with Contrumbus with a nice pass with now a bit of intensity from Newcastle.
I was saying how Sydney have been the side who were the dominant kind of side in the first 12 minutes.
A chance here. Could it be a penalty? Ref says no.
VAR has to check it, but I think it was just a slip.
Yeah, Stamatolopoulos on his first start. The Jets almost won himself a penalty. On your hand, looking left. Faints and goes right. Saris. He hasn't quite found himself a goal yet this season. He looked lively last game.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, that's a nice pass. Joel King with decent cross, but it's pumped back to Ivanovic. His second chance goes where the same left post. But it's too wide again. Ivanovic. His first start of the season. And what about the bench for Sydney FC, Ryan? Bobo and Milos Ninkovic. Callum Niwanoff.
Yeah, and Patrick Wood.
Yeah, with the three goals as well, Patrick Wood. Establishing himself as an Olympic player.
Well, Sydney did just play on Wednesday, so they're resting those players. But if something goes wrong in these first 15 minutes for them, well, in this first half, I should say, you'll see them coming on very soon.
Good football from Sydney. Ryan Grant with a nice pass to Barbarousis, but the anger was tight for him to score, Ryan.
Yeah. Well, as you can see there, Ryan Grant with a lovely pass to Barbarousis, but I don't know why he chose to go for the shot. He had Paolo Retre there waiting for the ball back to him, but I think he just wasn't sure with that first-time chance, but still really should have given a pat.
Well, Newcastle in possession.
Fans are getting excited though.
Indeed. Contrimpus. Jankovic looking at Topol Stanley. It's back to Bogart. Nice careful thoughts around these passes by the Jets. Not so much in that one, but Bogart will easily find his way.
Yeah, and if we were talking about this game ending in a draw and who would be the happier side, it would of course be Newcastle Jets because they're coming to a tough place in Sydney against a good Sydney FC team. A draw for them or anything more is fantastic. The Sydney would want this win.
Petrumbus, I think, earned himself a free kick. Newcastle. Go forward now. Left field down. Good cross to the back post. Miller can try and whip it back in. Maybe too high. Bratton with, I think, Persia both clashing for the ball, but it's gone to Redmayne's hand. Yeah, it's Persia who's looking to head that one.
He's been good this season, Persia.
Fourth start of the season. 20 years of age, Luca Perso. But it's Newcastle dominating this game, I'd say. Only been 16 minutes, of course. I think Sydney have better chances though, Ryan.
Yeah. Out of the chances, yes, Sydney FC have done better, but I don't know. Newcastle, they've been exciting.
Well, Ryan McGowan can run forward. He goes back to his teammate now, Barbarousis. And Bamiyan. Oh, making up well. Yeah, this is nice football from Sydney FC.
Oh, this
is lovely. Barbarousis trying to tap that one over Jack Duncan. That's good goalkeeping.
What a chance for Sydney FC as well. That was beautiful passing play from them. Oh, he would have been offside anyways, Costa. Yeah. Well, from my point of view, I thought he was offside, but I wasn't sure.
This is good. Again, they can create another chance. Is that a pen?
Is it?
Bogart.
Is it a free kick?
Talking to the ref, it was Caceres who dropped down in the box.
Maybe a free kick. Yeah, free kick, free kick. It's a very good spot for a free kick, though. Luke Bratton
definitely
would be liking this.
Now, yeah, Luke Bratton. And now we can score them. What do you think, Barbarousis or Caceres will want it?
Or Bam Yohan.
They're all arguing. Maybe
tactics,
or maybe they're all wanting each other to take it.
It looks like it could be Caceres.
I think it's Luke Bratton. He's looking forward to the goal. Luke Bratton with the strike and under the wall, I believe, and it's Jack Duncan with the save.
He went low. It was a very good idea, I have to say. But too forward.
Fans are applauding that one, the effort, the thinking behind it. It's a good turnout. The Sydney fans. The last time these two sides met was at this venue. Jets took all 3 points. Goal kick for Sydney FC. But the last game was last season. last year in July. Jets turned the game around, and that wasn't a happy night for Sydney as they denied them the title, or the premiership, I should say.
Yeah, the premiership, I remember that, and it was Costa Petrados who scored his first goal for Newcastle Jets in, like, the last minute.
Look at the fans in the Sydney Cove and the... using their voices. Been a good game so far, 20 minutes in. Ball goes left to Joel King. Oh, that's nice shifting away from Jugarkovic by Caceres. Barmiahan with a good touch. Barmiahan goes through the two players and got too tight there. Sydney happy to send it back to Redmayne, and it's Perso with an easy favour from Redmayne. And it's the young Newcastle boy, Luca Perso, that gets his first goal of the season.
What was Redders doing there? I have to say that is embarrassing. Andrew Redmayne, have a look at yourself. What was he thinking? And Perso just puts it away. Beautiful goal. Newcastle fans cheer.
Well, Redmayne's done it before. He's had we've done a mistake against Brisbane Roar, and he's done a mistake again against Newcastle. Luca Perso won't mind.
Look, Newcastle, you're right, they've been the better team. They've probably in the last 20 minutes have been the better team. And it's a deserved goal for them. And Sydney are back where they've been for most of the season, I have to say, because they haven't been very good, Sydney, this season.
Newcastle Jets scored the 10th goal of the season.
Oh, that's not really a free kick.
Well, the ref,
he got the ball.
Says otherwise. Redmayne's not particularly too pleased with himself.
Dr. Nah.
He knew it. Sydney FC with a set piece with Luke Pratton. He will want to send a good one in this time. Have another chance, but it's not too friendly with Newcastle pressuring him, and he'll go to Barmiahan. It's across from Brett Trey. It's gone all the way to Joel King, or Caceres, I believe. And Caceres will take the strike. Deflection, Barbarousis. He nudges him his way back to the ball, but yeah, I think he won the free kick. Stamatolopoulos, Barbarousis, both in a battle. Caceres took the shot.
If Newcastle come away and win this game in Sydney, they should be proud of themselves, because this is a big win for their season.
Brant, another free kick. Good angle to send one in. It's headed away by Newcastle. And it could be a counter-attack. Oh, but a professional foul, I guess, from Trey. To stop O'Donovan forward. Yeah, easy as that. Kind enough
talking
not
about
to give a yellow.
Yeah, talking about the defending of both sides, Newcastle have been world class with their defending, like, compared to Sydney. Sydney have just been poor with their defending, giving away sloppy free kicks and But like Newcastle, they should be. They're doing well with how they're defending, definitely. And they seem to be going on counterattacks and stopping Sydney FC well.
Sydney in possession now. Like some good passing play. They get the final product. Goal King. It's a good pass. Caceres, who is playing really well. The end product again from Caceres has not been good enough.
No, it hasn't. And
has won Newcastle a goal kick.
I feel like Sydney are overcomplicating some things. They could just be doing nice tiki-taka, low ball football. But again, there, like Caceres is lobbing it over. I don't know. He doesn't have to do that. You could be keeping it on the ground, keeping the ball, keeping possession. Don't just give away these chances when you're 1-0 down.
I'm sure Craig Deans wouldn't mind.
Oh. That was warming up.
Well, if Stevie Corica decides to go for the... something I haven't seen quite... do the keeper change. It would look very good, but Matthew Miller... it'd cause some problems across on the deck. Sydney deal with it. Not good for Caceres, who took damage there. Oh, that must hurt. How do you think Redmayne will be feeling right now?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what's happened to him. Two mistakes in three games. Costed two goals. It's not looking good for him. And, like, see...
was poor giveaway.
I can't seem to understand what he did there, because he could have just given it back to his left back Joel King, who passed it to him, but he passed it forward. I'm dumbfounded.
Newcastle, that's it's offside, I believe, but it's the right idea, according to Apostolos Stamatolopoulos. Run forward past the halfway mark with the usual from Ryan McGowan. Farmian running to the centre of the half.
Beautiful.
Anovic. Joel King, nice cross. Barbarossa couldn't tap it in. Still in play though. Ryan Crane keeps things alive. Oh, it must have gone out. Never mind that. Oh, it's still in play, sorry, but camera's confusing us all. Luke Bratton will take the volley on. But nothing in there.
Yeah.
That's a nice pass.
Well,
oh, sorry, Bamian.
It was a good idea. Give it to back to Joel King, but I don't know what Barbarossa was doing. He could have just put his leg out more, but
I said too much pace in the ball. This is a bit awkward here. Newcastle don't deal with it well, but that's good for Newcastle. But now, Jugankovic. And that's lovely passing from Newcastle. Matthew Miller goes back to the free Jugankovic. Paschal back to Jugankovic. Or Stanley.
Well, how things will stand. If Newcastle keep this lead, they'd be 1 point behind the top six. They've played one or two more games than the majority of the top six. Newcastle would be sitting in eighth with 14 points, 1 point behind Sydney.
Newcastle with a corner.
For those Newcastle fans, small pocket of them.
Jokovic puts in a good ball top with Stanley. How does it?
And that was going in. That was going in. If it wasn't cleared away, that was another brilliant header. Cleared away by Rashford. That was good.
That's why you get the plays to mark front post and back post.
Yeah.
Lovely stuff from Newcastle. Good piece of football. Maybe a chance here. Stamatolopoulos, and he loses it. The box. Back for Sydney FC.
It's a clear foul, but on who? I don't know. In that view,
seemed to have punched.
Yeah.
Also want it back. Jokovic goes left. Connor O'Toole might have crossed that one a bit too early. Holding play for Ivanovic, but he thinks it's a free kick. But it's easy for Sydney to win it back. Patton. Sorry, Ryan Grant. Now it's Pratt. It's good passing from Sydney. Pratt looks for the available Wilkinson. Stanley. Trumpus goes down the halfway, Miller. Newcastle. Yeah. Get decisive. Sydney's under pressure.
Newcastle are in full control of the game. How Sydney, maybe they're tired or something, because against Western United, Sydney were brilliant. Could be just tired legs.
That's a nice ball. Newcastle, that's a free kick for Newcastle. That's a good area. By Stamatolopoulos.
Greg Deans is relaxing.
Delighted with Delta. Verena next to it. Garkovic. All that's gone, headed right back to Thurgate. All right through it. Looked to be already out of play. O'Donovan slammed that one inside netting. Sydney want a counter-attack, Birmingham looking forward.
Given away pass. Again.
What's that?
Maybe. Okay, that's another pen. No.
The defense done well there. It's a pass for Donovan, but poor touch.
Oh, good passing.
Okay. It's a nice pass. Matthew Miller does a nice turn, but his touch lets him down.
Newcastle are outclassing Sydney FC right now. Seriously. They're playing a lot better. A lot better.
The left post and hits one of the heads of the the under eights coming on at half time. Nice football.
Beautiful from Costa.
And too far for Luka Ivanovic, but Casemiro's keep it in. Right around the edge of the area. King with a nice touch. Cross in.
Ooh!
It was bouncing, and Jack Duncan
He spilled it for a second and found Johan Thorpe. Joel King's crosses have been good tonight, though.
Duncan looking for his fourth clean shoot of the season. Would you be too worried if you were Steve Corriger heading into halftime?
Yeah, well, if I was him, second half, I'd bring on the big dogs. I'd bring on Bobo, I'd bring on Milos Ninkovic, because they need to have some creativity. They need to have some creativity, so...
Sydney in possession now. And the Roosters can keep it in. Good bit of room here for you have. Oh, that's a nice pass, finds Grant. Wants to keep possession, can't. That tight area.
McDonald's kids are getting ready for halftime, if you can see them. Do you think Sydney should be worried about Corica?
No.
If the season keeps going like this?
Season? I think it's going to focus on this match. Oh, I think he wants to bring on... Bring on Ninkovic at halftime, maybe. Patrick Wood, who's got a bit of experience in front of goal with three goals this season. He's only 18, he's a good prospect for Sydney. Oliver is just running forward. Sarah's looking right to Bratton. Bratton goes.
A goal before half time, Sydney.
Newcastle man on the floor, I think that's Lucas Purcell. Not too happy. But what do you think is going on?
Still on the ground. I'm not sure. We have to see the replay for this.
It's from previous situation from Bratton colliding with the parcel. Maybe hit an area that you can't quite see. Might have hit his knee. Get added onto the additional time in a couple of minutes.
Is VAR talking to the ref or something?
But Thunder back away. It's the 45 minutes now. That touch from Caceres was a bit of a difficult ball to keep in, but he actually does keep it in. Caceres with a nice ball over the top. Barbarossa's leaping on the back post. Goal kick for Duncan and Newcastle. Would you agree with the 2 minutes added on here?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Sydney Cobra powering their boys until the end of the half. Red mate, look it up. Go. 31-year-old Ryan McGowan. Puts the ball upfield, nice touch from Caceres, loses it, Barbarossa's. Urge to win it back, and he does in the end. From Bogard, Birmingham. Oh, that's a four from Birmingham.
Aww.
King as well. Caceres can't quite keep things together. Is that a foul?
Yellow card.
Newcastle. Yeah, foul by Rattray. Going into the books. A red card this season. So you want to be careful to get a second double booking. The fans aren't too happy. Rightly so. One of their own players getting in yellow. All on the field headed away by Joel King. Caceres won't try and get down the deck. Nice pass through the gap. Retray. It's half time, says the referee. Well, it's been a big action half. Caceres getting on the score sheet, but not looking too happy with this injury. He's a bit worried about, but in the end, at the break, Sydney FC 0, Newcastle 1. And we'll be back for the second half, right here on Mates on Football. Welcome back to the second half. Sorry for that. Well,
it's what we do from here, and what we do in this second half is going to
Newcastle help. Starting things off with a bit of aggression early on. But Newcastle goal up. And what do you make of first half, Ryan?
Well, it was a complete dominant performance from Newcastle Jets. Redmayne with another howler, and Newcastle putting that foot one step closer. Hopefully we see some exciting football in the second half.
Yeah. Sides definitely want the win. That's good football from Sydney. Ryan McGowan, his partner in defence. Ryan, Sir Alex Wilkinson, who's been at the club for more than 4 years is his fifth season. Oh, and it's spilled in for Sydney. And Sydney had a similar situation that was given to Perso in the first half. It was very, very lucky for Newcastle.
Very lucky indeed.
Sydney should have scored, shouldn't they have, Ryan?
Should have scored there, and they need to be putting those chances away.
Well, Sydney, the sun's coming down, it's at 27 degrees. Speed of 26 kilometers. A good bit of breeze coming in, and there's the Sydney chance, but wonderful work from Johnny Contrumbus, would you say?
Brilliant from Contrumbus. Great defending from him.
Jack Duncan looked very scared there. Sydney get a corner. Flat, and Brian Grant makes a perfect touch. Bratton puts the ball in. Back for Grant. Put it away. So back to Bratton. Ball at the back post. Barbarossa's ball right through them. Through, but blocked by the Newcastle players. And it's out for a throw-in. But,
and there's Perso, who we thought was going to come off in the second half because he did look injured. But he's fine at the moment.
Yeah, it didn't seem too harsh, sorry.
Yeah, he was limping off, though, off the field when it was going into halftime.
Well, the fans at the far side of the cameras facing the sun and in this up the pitch as well. There's that error from Jack Duncan. He's thankful. So what do you think about the half run?
Sydney have started well and how they should be playing. Oh, free kick. Yellow as well for
Chopper Stanley.
Yep. It's a bit awkward there. Kick. Needs a nice curl.
Do you think he can bend it into the top corner?
Well, this is perfect for Bamian. He's got a good curl on him. He goes to the edge of the box.
What a waste.
Well, he's disappointed about the retreat.
Complete waste of an opportunity for Sydney FC.
Do you think
there's the chance and well over?
Do you think the players on that far side won't be? We'll have a bit of problems with the sun. Oh, the sun's
coming
down.
Yeah.
How do you think this game will turn out?
At the moment, I don't see Sydney FC scoring. Yeah, they're having opportunities, but they're wasting lots.
Okay. So happened there? It's Power Pacific? Yep. Sydney. Another chance for Palmia. Good punch away by Jack Duncan run.
Yeah. His Viserys. And I think, yeah, Sydney have been doing well so far in this first period of the second half. And Bobo and Wood and Ninkovic. Yeah. It's a triple substitution for Sydney FC. Yeah.
Good job, 34-yard Jones coming off. Ninkovic coming off. Banovic coming off. The Brazilian football.
Was it Ninkovic for Bam Johan?
Yep, and it's Wood for Babouz. So all the three names we mentioned in the start. Oh, come on. To make an impact in Sydney FC. Down I go.
Oh, they're already
Wood. It's poor pass.
Lots of energy now to that Sydney team.
Drivers will be happy. Goes back to the keeper.
Wait, is Rami Nazarene injured?
Well,
he hasn't been starting or been on the bench for Newcastle, so I'm not sure what's going on behind the scenes there, because he's been their best player this season.
Kivic. It's a nice pass to Ryan McGowan. Ryan Grant.
Gone and it's literally been all Sydney.
Caceres done well. Ninkovic back to Caceres. Pass goes right through, Bobo.
I'm surprised they took off Bam Johan. I thought Caceres has been poor tonight.
I actually think Caceres has done right. Ninkovic.
Oh, beautiful.
Very well. Oh, yep, this is lovely.
He falls in the box.
Caceres goes left for Joel King. Right train. That's a nice pass to Ryan Grant to the right side. Pass intercepted. Connor O'Toole. Done well there.
Connor and Grant is furious at himself.
O'Toole just recently signed a new contract with the Jets. Now he's here for the future, committed. Craig Deans is Newcastle.
Obvious free kick.
Cockatrumpus certainly protesting. Could be a little soft there, do you think?
Yeah, but...
Oh, you think maybe, pulled the arms a bit. Oh, couple Stanley. Woodcut. 50-50 chasing for the ball. Patrick Wood's certainly done well this season as... Teenager's got himself 3 goals. What would you call him a teenager? 18 years of age. There's plenty of younger players playing in the A-League. Newcastle go throw in with Matthew Miller, instructing Widder where he wants it at. Miller goes back to Sydney FC man. Minkovic does well. Go forward, Patrick Wood. Goes right through, this is lovely from Wood. And I like that.
He's fast.
Shows confidence.
Knowing his speed.
Also in possession on the right flank. Miller goes to Zerge, back to Miller. That's where was it? Zygarkovic. Or Stanley.
Oh, lots of Harris space.
Left, Minkovic.
That's a poor pass. And you'd
Minkovic
expect...
Minkovic on the end of things. Minkovic with an opportunity to cross the ball in. Penetrating enough. Newcastle trying to clear it away. Minkovic still on the ball. And Wood on the right.
Ooh.
And hits the side netting. Well, Patrick Wood tonight. Oh, as soon as he has as he's come on, he's put in a new bit of life to Sydney, I believe. Same with Ninkovic. But Bratton on the free kick as we approach the hour mark. And the header cleared, headed away. Right, right. It's a good ball in. Grand at the back post. I think Newcastle did that one, so I think it'll be another corner.
Yep, came off O'Donovan's head.
And crossed in, and that was impressive from Jack Duncan. Jack Duncan. Leap to right, it rises, and he takes full effect. That's impressive, and Jack Duncan shows a lot of confidence and no and bravery in guys. That back would hurt. McGowan and Duncan both at it. Duncan. He really wants that fourth clean sheet. Right. Sydney fans shouting for VAR. Sure. But Valentino, you're looking to come on. For Pershaw. Would you say Pershaw's been good today? He's come away with a goal. Look at Pershaw. And, I would say it's an impressive first start of the season. First goal, sorry. It's his fourth start of the season. That probably will be his best one. Minkovic, nice twirl. He's dancing. Patrick Wood just can't quite get in the end of things. In the hands of commanding Jack Duncan, who's his third stint with the Newcastle Jets. Arriving from, I believe, Saudi Arabia. But the second half, it's been all Sydney. Yule now, you know.
Yeah, it has.
Got a new lease of life for the Jets. He's got four goals and an assist so far this season, Valentino Yule. And fans chanting, we are the Sydney boys. Good atmosphere. Paul Stanley. Goes into Jurgarkovic. He looks up. Connor O'Toole. Maybe he released that one a bit too early. The game couldn't quite reach that. Patrick Wood, though, for Sydney. He's looking closer into the space. The defenders are backing off. Ninkovic. It's Ninkovic for him to do that. I mean, that's just the usual Ninkovic we've seen this season and in his Sydney FC career.
Well.
And Ninkovic, sorry, just got his third goal of the season.
It was coming. The goal was coming.
And you see there the players backing off. Patrick Wood. Kovic on the left there. That's a beautiful finish, Ryan.
Yeah, brilliant goal. Milos Ninkovic. I said they should sub him on, and they did, and it was fantastic. Look at that. Brilliant. Beautiful.
Fans expect that from Milos. 36 years of age, he's still got it, but the VAR's just checking.
Oh, VAR? What?
Not sure what's happened. I think it's a goal. I think it's a goal. Jack Duncan's putting it back to the halfway.
Yeah, it's a goal.
Decision's upheld by the referee and VAR. So, Milos. He's got a... got a goal. Ah, oh, Ninkovic again. Nice back heel. Just a roll. Berge goes left past the referee, Connor O'Toole. Battles well. Berge. Reading the play well, and Newcastle with a long ball that with Miller cuts back, and Wilkinson puts a good enough touch out for a corner, right?
Yeah, it's a good play from Newcastle Jets there, but Sydney FC, look at that goal again from Ninkovic, beautiful. Struck low into the bottom corner, and it's the usual from Miller.
Well, Newcastle. Connor O'Toole! Haven't seen many from him.
thought that was going to head into the top corner.
Well, he's had one great strike this season. He was wanting to add a second to his goal tally
for Newcastle
Jets.
Yeah.
I would say his new contract's given him a new lease of confidence, but I think it's a bit of a problem with the ball. Until and Craig Deans wants him to get a new one, a more pumped ball. But starting to open up the game. Yule, it's well to go around Nico, but Grant wins it back. Nico with a nice pass down to Wood. Retray, not the best of touches, difficult. The ref favours Yule for a Newcastle free kick. Or is it? I think the players, Newcastle players, want him to book Retray, but City fans say Yule is pushing Retray. So how is that a Newcastle free kick? Newcastle take the free kick, punched away by Redmayne, and the fans aren't particularly pleased with how the refs handled things here. Donovan, oh, it hits the face of Wilkinson, and Donovan on the second opportunity goes right to far from the goal. And there's the incident there again. What do you think, Brian?
Yeah, I'm not sure how it was a free kick for Newcastle there, but yeah.
Or the referee. That's David Yule there. Thought maybe Yule won that. He was always winning that. But see it have possession once more. Minkovic just loves twirling around players, doesn't he? Oh, good holding from Bobo. Goes to Patrick.
Brilliant.
Wood. Good step overs from Patrick Wood in the hands of Jack Duncan, though. But what about the shot and involvement from Patrick Wood since he's come on?
He's been good. He has brought energy to Sydney FC since coming on.
There's the replay there in the corner. Yeah, that's good from Wood. Castle now advancing forward. Igarkovic. Metalopoulos. On Rachel back to Igarkovic. Ooh, had the right idea. But it's hit a Sydney man, and Caceres gone down. But I believe that hit Ratton initially, but I think Caceres has another problem. Not from what just happened. Sydney FC's physios are coming on, and good for Anthony Caceres, who's, I wouldn't say had the worst game, but the best game.
Yeah. Well, I think he's had a pretty poor match.
I think his passes have been good, but maybe not the end product.
No, I'm the opposite. For me, I think his passes have been poor. And that's what's made him...
Yeah. Well, here is...
Difficult.
I think it's just a hammy problem or maybe something with the knee. Yeah, I think as he turned, he might have... I don't see those too often. But he might have slipped awkwardly and hurt his knee. I'm not sure if he's going to stay on. What do you think, Ryan? Do you think he'll stay on?
No, I think he's that's it for him. Dr. Nah, good on him.
Well, Dr. Nah might have to influence something here. That's just the physio.
Yeah, but now it's Dr. Dawood. Dr. Nard gave the all clear to Dr. Dawood, and yeah.
I think Sarah's coming back on.
No way.
Where is he?
He's on the floor. Who, yeah, what?
Sarah's is not.
Okay, I'm so.
I think he's out.
I don't understand. He is just. He could go on the floor on the sideline if he likes.
Sarah's and Stevie Corrigan is and right on is, I believe, Van der Sar.
Van der Sar.
Only 1 year old who has only had 1 minute of any football this season. And he's going to get 18 minutes or so. Van der Sar. So that's good then. Sydney young man. But I believe Van der Sar is more of a more defensive player. So they opt to go for Cal Nieuwenhof. They draw the decision behind that, Ryan. Bring on Kalmyonov. What do you think? Do you think they should have brought on Kalmyonov for a bit of Van der Sar?
Yeah, I'm completely confused. I think Nieuwenhof is the much better option.
Well, he's a more attacking player, but do you think they might have wanted...
Van der Sar is a defensive player. Is that Corica basically saying, okay, let's defend for the rest of the game? I don't understand.
They might be going to push Retro back a bit. There's a foul for Sydney. On the edge of the box. O'Donovan. Oh, the dirty work is going to be shooting. Sometimes you need to strike it to do the bit of the defending. Yourself. But it wasn't a clean challenge, and well, I'd say it was on purpose to stop them from getting an opportunity, but they've got an opportunity very well here. And the free kick headed away by Topol Stanley, and the rebound. Great trade. It might have that punishing effect to it. Ratted holes. Well, okay. It's going to ball right. On the left hand side of the pitch, Nikovic throwing headed out by Matthew Miller. But what do you think about Matthew Miller's performance tonight after?
I think his performance has been alright. Pretty average, standard.
He's put in a good shift, you'd say.
Yeah.
But he'd probably be hearing
but quite you'd a lot. Expect after more. The shift was good.
In the middle of the half, actually, but they need to be careful with their passing. Throughout the game, they pass at the back and have done well to come out of it. Which might probably use that much a lot loss. Goes right to Matthew Miller. Delivers a cross in. Yeah. The most. That's the crosses, O'Donovan. We couldn't at all tap it in, whatever he could do.
Samuel.
Do you think they run?
Has he got subbed on now?
He's going to be subbed on soon, but Newcastle will have an opportunity. Yule, he can find a cross in now off Hawkins. Nice clearance there for a corner. But Yangi will come on. Maybe not now.
Yep, he's coming on now for Roy O'Donovan. Yeah. Roy the boy.
Not the best of nights. Struggling Roy O'Donovan, the Irish veteran. But it's the young gun, Tezo Yangi.
Imagine if he goes and scores here straight away.
Seen it last. Mariners with the first touch of the game. Yangi, oh, in fact, he puts a Miller on the ground. Number two. Where Paul Stanley wants it. From Red Maney, punches it. Miller and Yangi. Miller comes up second best. Stanley puts the ball right through. Too far. Sydney gonna throw in. Sydney in possession. Patrick Wood on the right-hand flank could well and truly put credit chance after a corner. Oh, Sydney FC. Austin. The star goes to Bratton. Bratton opts for the cross.
Honor.
Headed away by Topol Stanley. Sydney get a corner. Could get something out of this. Bratton. And headed forward by Van Des Wilkinson, sorry. And it's 2-1. Sydney FC, just like that, turn things around. And it's the skipper.
Beautiful.
Who earns himself his first goal of the season. And the fans in the Sydney Cove just Wilson. Love it. A 36-yard centre half.
That was really poor goalkeeping. What is that?
That Duncan got completely awkward. His positioning and misjudges, really.
Sydney now moved to third on the ladder.
Just like that from seventh.
Yeah, well, it's crazy how it is. Brisbane Roar are 3 points behind second place, and they're in seventh. This league table is really close.
Well, you've got Newcastle doing the hard work today. But would you say you'd feel a little bit sorry for them, Newcastle?
Yeah, I would.
Sydney FC come back. And would you say Stevie Corica with the triple substitutions actually worked out for him, but do you like that one from Stevie?
Yeah. Well, I did say before half time, if it ends 1-0 like this, they better.
Patrick Wood could have a chance here to make it 3-1. And it's just wide. Couldn't add to his tally there, Patrick Wood.
Four from Paddy. He should have done better there. Would it have been offside?
I think it was onside, but he could have given himself fourth goal of the season. Really wanted him to put that one away. Third game on the floor. Just keep playing.
Newcastle, though, I don't know what happened. They were playing so well in the first half. And everything's changed.
Miller goes back. Third game to Jurgakovic, I should say. Third game now on the ball. Good touch. Stamatopoulos now, it's on the right hand side. Matthew Miller. Joel King blocking his view. That's good from Sydney. Game starting to open up Newcastle in terms of them trying to push forward, and Sydney can sit back and try and counter them at some point. Connor O'Toole there. Is that okay? On the edge of the area. Connor O'Toole with the ball in. Right through. Headed not too much away. Connor O'Toole goes down in the box, but I think Bratton didn't cause too much issues for the referee to think anything. Off penalty, Van der Sar goes left. It's a ball from Bobo. Trumpus runs forward. Yule. Valentino Yule. He's electric. Newcastle still in possession. Third game. Nice pass to Connor O'Toole, who puts it across. That goes out for a corner from Harry van der Sar. I think Newcastle making another substitution. Dugate coming off. Yep, and it's, I think the man coming on for his debut. Miredon Krasinski. Newcastle fans watching will be happy, and corner was taken quickly and headed away. Wolfpack to Jack Duncan, who's miles of space, acres of space open, but he goes now to Trumbus, and Jurgakovic runs forward. He's trying to set up a chance here again, Newcastle. And there's the first touch from the new man in, coming on for his debut. Krasinski. That's a good pass now to the left. Connor O'Toole putting the ball at the back post. Miller trying to adjust himself. Can't quite give himself an opportunity to cross.
Hopefully Krasinski brings on some electric speed for Newcastle Jets, because they need it right now.
And that's what Craig Deans has done. Try and give a bit of flair for Newcastle. Grant. Bratton. Van der Sar on the right. Runs inside. Bratton, nice pass. They transition to the left flank. Receives it. Twirling again. Oh, that's another twirl, another twirl. I mean, this is a musical from Milos, who gets out of it, but we had the right idea, but went to a Newcastle man. Things end up with a throw-in. Good touch from Krasinski, but his pass let him down. And there's Van der Saga running forward, but he slips, Ryan.
Yeah.
Three minutes. Soon of normal time. Brzezinski. Mitchell and that audacious to try and find Ewell or Yenge there. And, do you think they need another sub Newcastle line? Because, I mean, there's not enough time. I mean, I'm not sure if this
will work. I think this is enough for them. They've done their three.
Newcastle now with Kamatalopoulos. He's dropped back a bit. Trying to get Ewell and Yenge to do all the attacking, but that's some high beans. There. Krasniqi goes back post. What do you think Liradon Krasniqi will offer Newcastle in the coming games and the rest of the season?
I think he'll bring that flair to Newcastle that they desperately need. And they've got their time. They've got Fergie time to get an equaliser.
Odegaard running forward. The captain's armband needs his influence at this stage of the game. You'll back to Krasniqi. Igarkovic. That's poor from Yenge, would you say? Yeah. Should've got a bit of touch, but he's wants to win it back, but he gives Sydney, I believe, free kick. He wrapped his arms around Bobo. Sitting in a hurry up the referee, but that ball was messed. Well, I hope you enjoyed this Mates on Football coverage so far. We'll do plenty more in the future. And there's Newcastle with a chance. Kamatalopoulos with a cross in, but it's going out for a corner by Ryan McGowan. Added on here at Strada Jubilee Stadium in Sydney as the sun goes down, and will Sydney fans leave the stadium in the night in delight? Newcastle with a corner. Handball from Yenge, I believe, but not to the effect of a foul. Yenge, oh, just can't quite touch it in there. Kondrubas chasing. Putting in 100% shift tonight by Johnny Kondrubas, 23 years of age. He's done well tonight, I'd say. Kondrubas, would you say, Ryan?
Yeah, he's been excellent. It's just a shame his side are losing.
Football. Nice pass to Van der Sar, who's loving the minutes he's getting. So far, three left. And, anyways, Harry van der Sar going through. And the ref doesn't allow the penalty, but Stevie's not having it. So is the fans.
Newcastle go. 2.5 minutes. Come on.
Craig Dean's urging his side for sure. Harry van der Sar not happy, but he gets back on his feet. Thank you. Should that have been a penalty, Brian?
Well, oh, that's a pen. That is a penalty. No, that was studs up, I think. Was it?
I don't know if it's a red card, but that definitely should have been a penalty, I'd say. Lidon lucky. Lucky Lidon. But the Sydney fan, oh, sorry, the Newcastle fans watching at home and in that away end would be certainly happy to see him play, but he almost gave away the penalty and would have not been quite a happy debut for him if he had. Given away a pen by the ref. But it's starting to get to the ending stages of the game where the ref has a bit of discretion on what's left of the game now. So Newcastle need to hurry things up. Bogard goes to Krasnici. Turns around well. His best bit of football tonight. That's a nice pass to Yenge. Jugankovic tucks ball.
He slipped.
Miller slips. I mean, if we had Fagani as the bench tonight, we would have given a yellow. The diving!
Yeah.
Jugankovic not happy, of course. Being down. And the Sydney players will definitely take their time. Stevie Corriger will be delighted to have a win.
He looks frustrated.
Yeah, definitely. This time of the game is certainly not the best. Certainly puts yourself on the edge of your seat. Corriger on the edge of his seat, but he's standing up, so he can't quite be on the edge of his seat. But Sydney trying to defend here. Well, Alex Wilkinson heads it away. But is that a Newcastle throw-in, says the ref? I don't believe so. Sydney just taking their time, or I think it's a foul, in fact, from a high boot, yeah, from Yule. A bit dangerous there from the desperate Yule.
Yep, that should be it, though.
Corriger waiting for the whistle. And his team and the fans can get out of here in the smiles. And there it is. The ref closes things here at Jubilee Stadium. Corriger delighted with the 3 points, I'm sure. And all to the outstanding effort from Miloš Ninković. And his beautiful contribution he's made since coming on. But for the Newcastle players, it's not been so happy in the second half. But here in Jubilee Stadium, it's Sydney 2, Newcastle 1. Thanks for listening to this, or watching this Mates on Football coverage. It's been a delight to have your company. We hope to host plenty more football in future. And we'll hope to see you back soon. From Ryan and myself, it's great to have your company, and we'll see you again.